Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller. The MAGA media is in shambles as they're trying to circle the wagons around Donald Trump following the most recent Jeffrey Epstein revelations. These folks are just grasping for anything to try to defend Trump when even in the most generous interpretation of events, he had wildly inappropriate relationship with the country's most notorious child sex trafficker, was around the young women and girls, apparently, according to one of the emails that he was sexually abusing and trafficking, that Epstein was sexually abusing and trafficking, and that when he got a chance to reveal and publicize the other people who were complicit in this, he decided to cover it up. Likely because it was so embarrassing, his own involvement with Epstein. So, even if the worst of the worst is not true about Donald Trump, like the fact that he is covering up his relationship with this person and using the levers of the government to do so is now, undebatable. And so when you have, such overwhelming facts going against you politically, some people apologize. Some people, throw themselves in the mercy of the court. Some people, some people walk away. Not MAGA though. We know not MAGA. There's no admitting wrongdoing. There's no apology. You always have to come with increasingly absurd rationalizations for Donald Trump's heinousness. And I think the most prime example of this today came from our friend Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly brought on Batya Unger-Sargon. She show over on News Nation. And these two women together decided that what they were going to do is present a defense where Donald Trump did nothing wrong. And not only that, not only did Donald Trump do nothing wrong, that Jeffrey Epstein isn't really a pedophile. He's an ephebophile. And that all of this is just pearl clutching from the libs that are out to get Donald Trump. I swear to God. So that's where they're going. Donald Trump, just a perfect gentleman. Jeffrey Epstein, an ephebophile, a little yucky, but really not a lot of criminal. I mean, he was a criminal, no other criminal activity here, just a little yucky. I want to play these clips and, I want to point and laugh at them for trying to sell this to their audience. And then I want to get serious and contrast what they're trying to tell you about Jeffrey Epstein's victims with the reality of those victims and what happened to them and how they were treated. Because it's unimaginable that somebody might take this moment to try to minimize in any way the grotesque treatment of these victims by Jeffrey Epstein himself, of course, but also by all the people that collaborated with him in various ways, including some of those who were abusing those girls and young women themselves as well. So let's go to the clips. First up, we've got Megyn Kelly setting up Batya for a big defense. And she wants to make sure that she alibis Donald Trump right away for the audience. Let's take a look.
We have not seen some slew of young women come forward to say, me too, on Donald Trump molesting them or having paid for sex with them when they were barely legal or otherwise. It just hasn't happened.
We haven't seen a slew of young women coming forth to say me too. Maybe Megan was trying to make this as a very narrow point about the Epstein victims themselves, that there have been a couple of Epstein victims that have talked about being brought to Donald Trump's Trump Tower office, including one that I interviewed right here on this page. Her name is Stacey Williams.
Being led into Donald's office to be groped by him was bad enough. And I probably was young enough and confused enough where maybe I was still questioning.
I'll put a link at the bottom to her testimony about the relationship between Epstein and Trump. And there were others that reported to the FBI. So there have been several examples of people mentioning Trump, women, victims mentioning Trump in the context of Epstein. But moreover, especially that there hasn't been a slew of women coming forth to say me too about Trump. What? Where have you been, Megyn Kelly? There were at least 28 women have accused Donald Trump of various acts of sexual misconduct, including rape, kissing and groping without consent.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the
looking under women's skirts. And yes, walking in on naked teenage pageant contestants.
There was no second to put a robe on or any sort of clothing or anything. Some girls were topless, other girls were naked.
So, yes, there have been a lot of women who have come forth. I know that Megyn Kelly made part of her career downplaying the Me Too moment and looking for opportunities to focus on and center false accusations, which, of course, there are some, as are in any case. But in the case of Donald Trump, I mean, there's a litany of women who have said that he engaged in inappropriate, illegal, and non-consensual behavior with them. And Donald Trump has admitted on tape that he did that. He said, when you're a star, they let you do it. You just grab them by the pussy. He bragged about it. He bragged about the fact that he committed sexual assault on women. So what are you talking about? Like, we already know that about Trump. What earth are the viewers of this show on where you can make a statement like that, where there have not been a slew of women coming forth against Donald Trump? There have. And he admitted it in audio, in the most famous audio from his first campaign. We'll go to Batya to see what she said. Who knows, right? Maybe she pushed back on Megyn. Maybe she was like, well, that's not quite true. Let's listen.
Yeah, in fact, at that same press conference, the lawyer for a group of the women actually said Jeffrey Epstein would prey upon women when they were underage, true and disgusting and horrible. And then the lawyer said, and when they came of age and he was no longer interested in them, he would then pass them on. So there was no pedophilia ring. There was a pedophile who did unspeakable things to vulnerable girls, and then they would age out of Jeffrey Epstein's pedophilic interests, at which point he would then start to pass them around to his friends.
Okay. So Batya is not going to object to Megyn Kelly's claim that there have not been a slew of women coming forth to make accusations against Donald Trump, even though we all know there have. And instead, she's going to take the question a different direction. And she's going to mention a claim from a lawyer at the press conference about how, to their knowledge, what was happening with these young girls was that Jeffrey Epstein was abusing them and molesting them. And then when they became 18, he would pass them off to his friends. And these sex trafficked and groomed girls would give sexual massages to creepy old men who were friends with a sex trafficker. That's the spin now. That's where they're at. Like, that's where MAGA world is. That they're like, the good, here's our pretty picture that we'll paint on this. Like, these libs and the media, and they want to talk about this Epstein hoax. They want to act like there was some big pedophile ring. There wasn't a pedophile ring. There was just a single pedophile that had a ring of girls that he brought by his house and that he abused and sexually molested and assaulted over and over again. And then when they became 18, he took these young girls that he had groomed and sex trafficked, and he handed them out like party favors to his pals for them to ogle them and grope them and receive massages from them and do other even more disgusting stuff than that. So there you go. So that's the spin that we've got. It wasn't a crime. No crimes. It's just Trump and a bunch of other rich guys who are pals with Epstein, you know, got handed these sex trafficked girls once they reached 18, you know, to be their own little playthings to receive massages from. That's the positive spin. Okay. If you want to go with that, Batya? I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll just put it this way. As a dad, I would think, man, if my 14, 15, 16-year-old daughter got recruited and groomed by some disgusting European lady to go to this rich guy's house to get molested, and then once she reached of age, the guy was like, hey, I'd like you to meet my other middle-aged and elderly male friends, and they are going to now use you for their own needs. as a dad, I just imagining that I would be filled with unquenchable rage. And so I don't know where Batya would feel like in that situation, but it seems like it's a pretty fucking outrageous affront. Like, maybe it's not technically a crime on behalf of the guy that got the massage, but it is morally repulsive, and anyone that is involved in it should be expelled from polite society forever. Maybe not jailed, but certainly investigated. All right, let's move on to Megan. Megan hears that from Batya. Normal person like us, all of us, we hear that from Batya and we're like, what the fuck is this lady talking about? This is crazy. Megyn Kelly, though, she kind of gave it a yes and. Let's listen.
I do know somebody very, very close to this case who is in a position to know virtually everything. Not everything, but virtually everything. And this person has told me from the start, years and years ago, that Jeffrey Epstein, in this person's view, was not a pedophile. This is this person's view, who was there for a lot of this, but that he was into the barely legal type. Mm-hmm. Like, he liked 15-year-old girls.
I'm just going to pause it there for 1 second. Jeffrey Epstein was not a pedophile. He was into the barely legal type. He liked 15-year-old girls. So as a lawyer, you would think that Megyn Kelly would be familiar with the fact that a 15-year-old is not exactly a barely legal type. Sleeping with a 15-year-old is rape, statutory rape. That's barely illegal. That would be the barely illegal type, Megan. So if he was into 15-year-olds, there's a little bit of a conflict there with your pitch, you know, so that Jeffrey wasn't a pedophile. You know, she's doing the thing that Roy Moore used to do. It's like he was an ephebophile, not a pedophile. Okay. So he's an ephebophile, not a pedophile. He's into the barely legal type, you know, like 15. Which is not legal. Not legal. Illegal type. Let's keep going.
And I realize this is disgusting. I'm definitely not trying to make an excuse for this. I'm just giving you facts. That he wasn't into like 8-year-olds, but he liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were, but would look legal to a passerby. And that is what I believe.
So what Megan believes is that Jeffrey Epstein was into the barely legal type that looked young. They look illegal to a passerby. That's what she was saying. I thought about this. And I was like, okay. It's just so outrageous and outlandish on its face. Megyn Kelly could even be like, well, how do you find yourself doing this? Like where you're doing this spin, where like you want to run cover for Donald Trump so badly that you find yourself talking about this notorious child sex trafficker and be like, well, you know, I mean, he was into the barely legals. It was the younger teens. It was the ephebophiles. It wasn't the babies. It wasn't the pedophiles. It wasn't a toddler. And it's like, okay, but like, it's still horrifically heinous. Okay. And if you're going to tell me that he was into the girls that looked legal, if people, you know, if passersby happen to walk past Jeffrey Epstein on his fucking gross sex island, I think let's just judge that all together. I don't know if Megan's going to watch this, but we should judge that all together. He said that Jeffrey Epstein like was into the barely legal types. He wanted them to look legal. It was very different than having sex with like young kids. That would be gross. Having sex with like teens, you know, it's more borderline, right? So let's take a look at a couple of the pictures together. Here's the first one. This is one of the older girls, actually, that he abused has come forward. Tila Davis, she was 17. Here's a picture of Epstein and Davis on a plane together. Megyn Kelly says that Davis looks passably legal to somebody that would encounter this situation. I mean, to me, if I encounter this situation, it looks passably legal in the sense that he looks like her grandfather and he's teaching his granddaughter how to fly a plane. Like the idea that this disgusting little fucking troll, this disgusting gremlin with his fucking gray ass chest hair would be fondling and molesting that girl. I don't know. That doesn't seem meaningfully different from a 9-year old to me. I mean, it's unimaginably, unspeakably inappropriate. I mean, she just looks like a child in that picture, and his disgusting eyes glaring at her. So, I mean, sure. It is different, I guess, than molesting a 4-year-old, but like, this is sick. If you were sitting across from them on this plane and then somebody looked over to you and was like, he's molesting her. I mean, he's having sex with her. Nobody would look at that and say, well, seems passably illegal. Like, you would call the authorities immediately. Let's look at some of the other girls. Here's Jenna Lisa Jones when she was 14. She says Epstein assaulted her during a massage at his Palm Beach home. Look at that. Look at her. Megyn Kelly thinks that this is somebody that is passably legal for Jeffrey Epstein to be sleeping with. If you saw that walking down the street, those two together. Let's keep going. Here's Michelle Licata, age 16. Yeah, I mean, again, she looks like she's going to go to homecoming. Here's another one, Jennifer Araz. Jennifer was recruited at 14, assaulted at 15. I mean, she looks like a baby. Here's Courtney Wilde. You can see her holding a picture of her younger self. And it's just, I mean, I don't, it looks like my friend's kid who's 10 to me. And like that picture, it looks like my friend's kid who's 10. So this is sick. And you can have a medical discussion or a psychological discussion about the difference between long-term effects of abuse on a 7-year-old versus a 15-year-old. But like the idea that this is like a borderline thing that he was into barely legal types and he just liked them on the younger side. Like that's not what this is. These are children. These are girls in this picture. And like Megyn Kelly is out there on her podcast today. Let's pull these pictures up again, saying that these girls – Courtney, Jennifer, Michelle, Jenna Lisa, Tila. She's saying that these girls, it was wrong, but it was like kind of, you know, it wasn't as bad as people were saying. It's kind of like borderline appropriate. It was barely legal. It's kind of like looking at a Maxim magazine. It's just, it is sick. This is what Donald Trump has done to these people. He's made them sick in the brain. They can no longer just have enough clarity, a vision to be able to say, you know what? I don't need to debase myself like this for this mushroom-dicked fucking piece of shit in the White House, okay? And whatever, maybe an audience be damned, but like what Jeffrey Epstein did was horrific. We don't know exactly what Donald Trump's role was, but like the fact that Donald Trump has been accused of sexual assault is many, many times is on the public record. The fact that he bragged about it is on the public record. The fact that he's trying to cover this up, it's something we all know. Who would want to cover up what happened to these girls? And who would want to go out and spin and act like this isn't as big of a deal as it seems because it's a phobophilia to like try to, you know, give air cover, give verbal aid and comfort to this cover up? If you want to say, if you're a MAGA podcaster and you want to say, look, there's been, at least related to Epstein, there's been no underage girls who have accused Donald Trump of acting inappropriately with them directly yet. Okay, like, just say that. You know, feeling like that isn't good enough because the facts are so bad for Trump that you need to, like, come up with this other just depraved, strained rationalization about the teenage years versus the early teens. I just... It's a sign of just a deeply broken person who can no longer identify right from wrong because they're so deep in their need for relevance or for power, for influence. And that's so tied to this person, Donald Trump, who is completely bankrupt of all character and all moral comportment that they just... You become a nihilist. And like, once you become a nihilist and once you take the black pill and once you're just like, whatever, anything, whatever I can come up with, whatever my brain can conjure to make this media cycle better for Donald Trump, I will say, here's what you find. Here's how you find. Here's what happens. You find yourself trying to, you know, kind of thinly slice the difference between pedophilia and ephebophilia, and, you know, do a little bit of, you know, post hoc, post suicide spin on behalf of a child sex trafficker. It's all right, guys. It's all right. The child sex trafficker just took 14-year-old girls, groomed them, trafficked them, ruined their lives, did unspeakable things to their bodies. And then, after a few years, they took these broken young girls that he had used for his own benefit, and he passed them around to his rich, creepy, disgusting friends for their enjoyment, so that those guys could take the groomed and trafficked girls and use them for their pleasure. Nothing else to see here. Nothing big deal. Not illegal. Don't need to call the cops on that. That's fine. That's just our president and his pals. Megyn Kelly, pull it together. Okay. Everybody else, we'll be talking to you soon.